Hello and welcome to a very, very special spooky episode of OKC Over Easy. Today, my guest is Bryce Waller.
Hey there.
Hey. Bryce has been on two episodes before.
I'm trying to set the record. I'm trying to break the record.
It's hard meeting new people and like putting them on.
Yeah.
And like I have to like, I don't know. It's just, I love it. It's my favorite thing about doing the podcast is meeting new people. But like sometimes it's just fun to like chill with your friend. So today, this is a special episode. Like I didn't tell anybody that I was going to come out.
Yeah.
And it's Halloween. So I feel really spooky. I also feel really like a Scorpio.
Yeah,
I mean, have so much energy right now.
It's the best time of year.
It is my favorite time of year. I'm in the middle of Halloween costumes. I had my first Halloween costume last night, and then tonight I'll be regaling in two more costumes. So
we're all ready.
We're
all so excited.
It's like I want to be one of those people that have their house decorated like Modern Family.
Right.
Like, you know, I like, that is one of my, like, life goals,
sure.
Probably. So today we're going to talk about all Halloween-themed stuff. So I think we're going to start with the first segment, Eat of the Week. And right before we pressed record, I was like, I think my Eat of the Week is going to be biscuits. And Bryce is like, I love biscuits. They're like, you know, like, the biscuits that are, like, kind of like cookies, but aren't that sweet. And he was like, oh, no, I'm talking about, like, real
like
biscuits.
Like, biscuits.
So let's talk about both of those. This new trend of, like, English biscuits coming out, like the Belvita breakfast cracker biscuit thing. And when I went to Chicago on my – do you do this? Like, when you go on a plane, you have, like, a bag full of, like, granola bars and snacks.
No, not really.
But I, like, always have, like, I guess it's because my parents did it,
yeah.
But I always have, like, a Ziploc bag full of, like, granola bars and, like, nuts and, like, in case I need to eat something.
In case.
Just in case.
You
and
never
it,
know.
It really works out very well every single time. But I got these biscuits that were almond butter filled. So,
ooh.
I mean, they tasted like a cookie, but they're marketing them.
Sure.
But they're, like, not as sweet. Have you had any of those? I know I was looking at your cabinet.
I don't think I've had the almond butter ones.
Oh, okay. They're good.
They sound good.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
So I recommend getting that. I think it was, like, Nature Valley or something, but it's, like, an almond butter-filled cracker cookie biscuit. and then real biscuits. What's your favorite kind of, where do you get your biscuits
from?
Real
biscuits. I mean, like, fast food biscuits.
There you go.
Like
honey butter chicken biscuit.
Honey butter chicken biscuit. The Chick-fil-A biscuit. The McDonald's biscuit is iconic.
I like the McGriddle, though.
I don't know. I don't really...
You don't like sweet and savory?
I don't really... Yeah, I do. I just don't really go for the McGriddle.
Have you had the Waffle Champion biscuit truck?
I have not.
Every time I try to get it, it's like they're out of chicken they're not... There's a line or whatever. I love biscuits.
I love biscuits. My dad always made biscuits.
Brahms biscuits and gravy.
Brahms biscuits, yeah.
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 Biscuits and gravy is just like a good standby type thing.
Sometimes you need it.
So go eat yourself a real biscuit and then a cookie biscuit. That's my eat of the week. Grocery gab this week. I feel like I've just been talking about grocery stores so much, so I just googled what's going on in grocery stores, and Amazon is opening 2,000 grocery stores in the next 10 years. Why do you hate it?
Because
it's going to be so convenient.
Do we really need another monopoly, though?
No.
I mean, they're already, like, the only online retailer.
I know,
so we want them to be the only physical...
That's
like...
Sometimes I do need a monopoly. Does that make sense? Like, sometimes I'm like... I really need this to be super convenient for me at this moment. Whenever I grocery shop, I do try to go to, like, local grocery stores, like Urban Agrarian or, like, what have you, and get, like, that fresh. But sometimes I'm like, I can't drive all the way over to the farmer's market district. I'm going to need to put all my grocery items in a cart, check it out at Walmart, drive up to Walmart, have them put all the groceries in my car.
And surely that would be what Amazon would do, right?
Yeah.
Like, it would work with their app.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
If I can't understand them not doing that. But yeah, I I don't know. Amazon is like a kind of a garbage company, right?
I mean,
there's like a lot of stuff about Amazon that
yeah.
is controversial, but I think that's going to happen with as a company is as big as it is.
Yeah, and I guess it's like they are better than a lot of other like big box mm-hmm. retailers.
Like Walmart.
I would definitely go to the Amazon store over that.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they're going to try to do, like, now that they're getting into food, if they're going to try to do, like, a spinoff off of, like, Blue Apron.
Right.
And have, like, the meals prepackaged for you.
And put everyone out of business.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually pretty genius. What if they did do that? Like, what if they had...
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. We have all the ingredients. You just... We have a subscription service, and then we just, like, send it to you.
I'm sure they will.
Damn.
And they're definitely listening, so... That was that.
Obama's listening to this too, right? Aren't you?
Obama.
Obama follows me on Twitter. Did you know that?
I mean, I'm not surprised. Does Ellen follow you too?
I don't think Ellen follows me. Mm. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But whenever I go to somebody's Twitter profile and it's like Obama follows them, I'm like, yeah, solidarity.
You're like, yeah, we were there in 2008.
Yeah, I was. I started my Twitter account in 2007.
I don't know anymore.
It doesn't say on your profile anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. So Twitter's going downhill too, though, right?
I can't.
It's our
I can't
favorite.
Lose Twitter.
Yeah. We already lost Vine. But we talked about the whole Vine thing on Bryce's podcast, which is posting the same day today. I'm on there. So you need to go give it a follow, give it a listen, give it a like, and a review. And also give my podcast a review because nobody has done that. Probably because I said I would go eat somewhere and then talk about it, and right. then I never did. So, yeah, it's called Screaming with Bryce, and his Twitter is Screaming Bryce. So go on there and follow and listen. Because we're collabing right now.
We're collabing.
So this is going to be kind of a short episode, but we did our segments at the beginning, and then... We're going to talk about Halloween, I think.
Yeah,
just
totally.
Like the entire
Let's
time.
Let's do it.
First of all, I have to get it off my chest that Halloween is my favorite holiday. For my entire life, it's always been.
Right.
Because my birthday is so close to it.
Yeah, mine too. Scorpios. I mean, Scorpios.
And we're Scorpios, so we're, like, passionate. And we also, like, love the kind of macabre, like, spooky things. Bryce and I and our friend Sarah celebrate Februine. So it's basically like we have two Halloween. We should
right.
have a Februine party.
We really should.
That would be really fun.
And she'll be here.
Oh.
We should do a Februine party.
Okay. I can host.
Because then I'll like allow my horror movie for the year.
We can like have a horror movie on the background. It'll be like just like a Halloween party. So this year, I want to decorate my house like crazy, but I always lose all my holiday decorations. I like throw them away or don't know
yeah.
where they go. So
right.
all I have is like a wreath and some ghosts. But I have three costumes this year. Usually I do two or three, and they're all Snapchat filters. And people
That's
are,
fun.
My friend Reagan was like, how did you get all this stuff? I was like, I start working on it in like September.
Yeah.
So it's my fave. But I wanted
How was the reception for the first one?
Half and half. They were like, are you a goddess? Which I'm like, guess, but I'm also a Snapchat filter.
I see.
But there was another Snapchat filter at the party.
Oh.
It was the one, with the glasses and the, like, the, rainbow, like, cloud. It was, like, a not very
It was
well
on for, like, 2 days.
That's how my bunny one, I feel like, is gonna be like. Because I was the gold butterfly filter last night, taking my dog to a pooch parade. We're gonna be the dog filters. It is my favorite thing ever. And then tonight, I'm gonna be the, like, sparkly bunny mask filter. Which
right.
isn't really a well-known one, but I think if you're into Snapchat, you'll know it.
And if you follow Mallory, because she really, really took to that one.
It was my favorite.
Yeah.
I was showing some. I had, like, taken a picture of it so I could do my makeup. Like, I had taken a photo of me in it so I could do my makeup like it before it went away. And I was showing someone. They're like, how'd you get your eyes so big? I was
yeah.
like, that's false.
It's probably the filter.
But the best, one of the best things about Halloween is candy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Halloween candy. I need you to
let's
rank.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I, like, sprung it on you. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just, like, start with, like, a breather question. What do you think about candy corn?
I think that candy corn should have never been created.
What? You hate candy corn?
It's trash food.
I love candy corn, especially the chocolate candy
corn. I am suggesting that when you post this episode, do a poll on your Twitter okay, whether you do or do not like candy corn, because I need to hear from my people. Candy corn's disgusting.
Why?
It's not good.
It's so good.
It's just sugar.
I know, but it's like festive. And, like,
and it's probably not even sugar. It's like high fructose corn syrup. You know it is.
You're going to die because I'm about to ask you like a follow-up question, and you're going to be like, no, this is garbage. The pumpkins.
Okay, no. I would, like, if I ever did, I would eat the pumpkins over the candy corn.
Really?
But I don't like either. I don't like any of them. I don't like it.
I always buy a bag or two, you know.
Of candy corn. 2 bags of candy corn. Like, what do you do with it?
You eat it. And it lasts until, like, it's...
Yeah, it lasts forever. It's like honey. You'll find it in, like, ancient burial tombs for years.
It's festive through, like, Black Friday, you know? Because it's, like, not specific, really, to Halloween. Right. It's, like, more fall. But, yeah, I mean, I haven't bought a bag this year, but right. I'm waiting for Tuesday.
Sure.
So I can get it all 50% off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, so what about your favorite candies, like Halloween candies?
So I'm like, I am into chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. The non-chocolate things I like, I really like Skittles.
I don't like Skittles.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like Skittles, and I really like Twizzlers. We've discussed that
before.
Oh,
yeah. Gutties.
But I'm mostly into chocolate.
Me too.
So what's your ranking?
Okay, like, I'm just going for, like, the standard.
Sure.
And I am incorporating in the size.
Great.
So, like, it's not, like, a full-size
okay, great.
Candy bar. I love, I don't love the little mini bags of M&Ms. That's, like, not on my list.
It's not, there's not
because
enough.
Because number one, there's not enough. Number one on my candy ranking of, like, all time, peanut butter M&Ms. It's, like, my favorite candy.
There's literally some in the cabinet. Shelby and I always buy peanut butter M&Ms.
God.
Like, the big bag, because it's Halloween, and it's time to do that.
So excited. But they don't make them in this small.
Right. If they did...
It would be over for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Kit Kats.
Ooh.
The small little
Chance
Kit Kats.
Is doing, he's like promoing for Kit Kat now.
Chance the rapper?
Yeah.
Chance the rapper. That's really incredible
yeah.
and exciting.
I love Kit Kats.
Kit Kats, like, because you just take one little bite and then you get to take a little bite because it's little.
Your whole method.
Yeah. Also, Twix.
Mm.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Like, little, just a little tiny Twix. This is kind of a curveball. Milky Way Midnight.
Really?
Yeah. Especially around Halloween because it's got the dark chocolate and
sure.
like the really, really light nougat inside.
I should give it another chance. I always get rid
one.
Of my midnights.
A mini one.
Okay.
I'm like really craving one right now. I don't think I... Last
sorry,
night at
I
the party, I don't remember doing this, but I have my bag at home, and I have a ton of Halloween candy in it. So I think somebody, like, put Halloween candy in there.
Somebody.
It wasn't me.
So I am, like, my big, big, big thing is Reese's. And just having a single cup is, like, a
okay.
dream to me.
Just the little one, though?
Ooh, good question. A mini Reese's, I love.
Okay.
But I would rather have a single, like, normal-sized cup.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
you know they'll give those out.
Too. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The, like, single, the mini ones, that's not enough to, like, give to a trick-or-treater. Like, a single one of those?
No, like, a handful of those.
Right, like, you just, like, put them in a, like, they're like M&Ms, kind of.
Yeah.
Definitely into Reese's, love Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
I like Snickers a lot.
Yeah, but not in the mini size. I want a full Snickers.
Interesting. Do you remember, did you, Snickers ice cream bars in school.
Oh my god, I love them.
I was so like, I need my weekly Snickers ice cream bar.
Okay, so I think I've talked about this before, but like they don't teach you nutrition in schools. I mean, they do,
at
but
least
like,
not in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but I like didn't learn anything, and that literally like that would be my meal, like a Fruitopia, a full size Snickers bar, and then like Cheetos.
Well,
but like that's what it reminds me of is like, is not eating healthy as a child.
Right.
Now I'm a lot better, so it's fine. But yeah, I like Snickers. And it's in my like top five like candy, but not in the smaller size.
That makes sense.
I mean, if it's sitting in front of me, right, I'm going to eat it.
You're not going to deny it. You just prefer the big.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
What other, is there like other fall, like Halloween food that you associate with? Are you one of those like popcorn balls person?
People? No, no, I'm really truly not.
The other day at my day job, this lady came in and she brought treats or whatever.
Yeah.
And my boss was like, here you go. And he like threw, it was like a pumpkin bag, and then inside of it was just like cheddar popcorn, and it was really good.
Well, yeah.
And I felt like, okay, yeah, I like,
this is Halloween.
I don't like a popcorn ball. No, though
I'm not into it.
What about those like, it's like reindeer chow kind of, but it's not puppy chow.
Oh, it's for Halloween.
Yeah, but it's like popcorn and like white chocolate, and
I'm not mad. I don't think I've had it.
Okay, I'm trying to think. I can't think of any other Halloween
food. It's candy.
I mean, we're all...
And then, like, pumpkin stuff.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. I haven't talked about pumpkin at all on this podcast.
And I think you're better off.
And it's the end of October. Because I don't feel a type of way about pumpkin.
No.
I don't like it.
I mean, like, actual pumpkin, it's not good.
No.
Like a pumpkin spice thing, it depends, but it's usually not good.
It's not my favorite.
But I also am not one of those haters.
Give me a maple latte.
Give me a maple latte.
Starbucks, if you're listening to this, in 2008, you had maple syrup and you had maple lattes, and it was my favorite thing to get at Starbucks, and you took it away from me, and I wish every single year that it comes back.
You would have to get half pumps, though, because you probably used to be able to drink a lot more sugar than you can now.
Yeah, I can't. I don't get any sweetener in any of my... Although I did have a chili mocha.
Oh, are those good?
Yeah, they are.
They are good?
I got low fat.
It's like a powder, though.
I didn't know. I mean, anyway. I didn't see it make it.
I will say, Starbucks, salted caramel mocha.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do the pumpkin spice, but I am ride or die for a salted caramel mocha.
Those are good, but like, yeah, I don't eat that much sugar.
No, like, I just get like, I get like a smaller number of pumps of everything.
Okay, you're like, please.
So it's just like a little. I mean, I used to be a barista, so I'm like that annoying person.
Yeah,
but I'm like, I need the toffee nut and I need the mocha. I do not need that much of it.
Yeah, just like one pump each.
Yeah.
I remember that day I freaked out and I was like, this lady ordered a venti with only five pump. What? How many pumps are in a venti?
And an iced at six.
She said, I said, this lady ordered a venti with four pumps of sweetener. And I'm like freaking out because that's like so much. And Bryce is like, no, she's like actually cutting down. And because I don't like this Starbucks sweetener at all.
No.
I just get everything just like, I mean, I get like a little bit of cream, whatever I get. But yeah, I don't like pumpkin that much. So, okay, another thing that I want to talk about is haunted restaurants in Oklahoma City.
Okay, I'm ready.
I only know of a couple.
Okay.
First of all, have you ever been to the Haunted House restaurant?
No.
Okay, it's really cool. I kind of want to go there for my birthday now, instead of Iron Star. I'm trying to figure out where I should have... For my birthday, I'm going to Che for like with my friends, and then I get to pick with my family, and I'm like trying to figure out like what... restaurant. It's a steakhouse, and it used to be called Haunted House Restaurant. Now it's called Jay Bruner's Haunted House, and basically it's by Tinseltown. Okay.
Great.
But it's like in the woods. It's like basically where your house is.
Right, in the
but
wilderness.
It's like you go down this like really winding like tree covered road, and it's just like a little tiny house. It's like white table service, like it's like a nice steakhouse. And I remember going there. My parents took me there one year for my parents' anniversary. It was like, I was like 8 or 9, maybe.
Yeah.
And they used to come around to the table and they were like, tell the ghost story. Oh my gosh. And there's like murders, there has been murders there or whatever. And then one of the stories was like, and the bathtub water was dripping, and like if you listen you can hear like the water dripping, and okay. then you like listen and it's like dripping sound,
right?
But it wasn't super cheesy,
right?
I don't remember what the food tasted like at all.
Wait, so you're saying you haven't been since you were 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I go?
No, maybe you should go.
Well, another company, they sold it. Yeah. And another company took it over.
It's got to be the same idea.
So I Googled it, and like the tagline is like, there were 3 murders that happened in this restaurant. And then, like, it's like steakhouse. So, I mean, I think I should probably go back, right?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of expensive, though. It's like going to, like, a Mickey Mantle's or, like, okay. what have you. So, probably not with my parents until I turn, like, 30 or something. Which is the oldest age I can think of. So there's that, and then there's Gabriella's.
I love
Gabriella's. Is super haunted.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
It's really good.
I think I went there when it was County Line Barbecue, though.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Before it was Gabriella's, it was County Line.
Yeah.
So, but apparently the, I guess, is there still saloon doors on the, like, seats? You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Apparently, it's just really haunted. I don't know any of the stories about it.
Maybe you should go there. Okay. I mean, I love Italian food. So
I don't. I'm okay with Italian food. I think they've heard, like, noises and type. I'm not very good.
Sounds really haunted. Sounds super haunted.
Another cool thing that I did. This is in Tulsa, so, like, Tulsa over easy. I went on a haunted pub crawl tour, and that was super fun. Yeah. It wasn't scary or anything because it was in the middle of the day. There was a ton of people out.
Right.
I went with my friend Madison, and we stayed the night in Tulsa, but we just walked around, and a lot of places in the Brady Arts District used to be brothels, okay. or that's what, like, the lady sure. was, like, telling us. So there had been a lot of murders and, just general debauchery that happened in that area. Since it's so old, there's really some really cool, like, architectural stuff where they have, like, rounded doorways and, like, archways for horses and carriages to get through.
Right.
So that was really fun, and we got, like, pretty drunk. But it was, like, she, like, walked around, and she walked us around and, like, told us the history of everything and, yeah. like, all the ghost stories
right.
from the restaurants.
That's fun.
What do you think of that?
That sounds fun. You should start one here.
I love a good ghost tour. Maybe I should. Maybe OKC Over Easy next year, 2017.
Sponsors. Not a bad idea.
Haunted. Oh my god, that would be really. Why didn't I do that?
You're just
that
getting,
would be.
You're just
shout out to me on Twitter if you like that idea of, like, OKC Over Easy sponsoring a, like, progressive dinner at all the haunted restaurants. Like 10 people, invite only.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah. What else? Will you tell me a spooky story?
I don't know any spooky stories.
You don't?
I steal all mine from Reddit.
Bryce and I, when we do February, we haven't put anything scary in our group chat.
Yeah, we need to do that.
We need to, like, actually talk in there, too.
I'm busy.
So, in February, we go on Reddit and type in, like, scary stories, and then we screenshot it and send it to each other and freak each other out.
Because you'll get it at, like, the most random times of the day, and you're like, okay, this is not a good time, but fine, I'll read it.
One time, Bryce sent me a photo, sent a link, but the photo showed up, and it was, like, a scary girl.
Oh.
It was, like, a ghost photo or something yeah. like that. My favorite scary story from Reddit is, shout out to everyone listening to this that thinks it's about food, and I just said my scary story about Reddit, or my favorite scary story on Reddit, is the one about the guy that had that dresser in his
yes.
room.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the story, and I'll post it on my Twitter account for you guys to read it, because it freaked me out so much. I still think about it. Apparently, this guy had an old, like, armoire in his room, and he had, like, an imaginary friend that would come out and, like, talk to him or whatever.
Right.
And he was like, we would just, like, chill and, like, talk it, like, about random stuff. And he said that he told his dad about it, and his dad and his brother, his dad and his uncle, took out the armoire and burned it the next day. Because apparently, the brother had that same thing in his room, and right. he had the same, like, oh my god, I'm getting myself freaked out right now. He had the same experience with, like, an imaginary friend, and then it turned, like, really bad, and he had night terrors, and they wouldn't even, like, talk about what happened to him. And then he describes it.
Yeah.
He's like...
It's horrible. I'm like, what? My eyes are watering. Yeah.
So go on there and go on my Twitter account and read it.
The worst part is the description of the person.
Yeah.
And that they call it by name and that they both knew the name of it.
Yeah. Oh my god. I'm freaking out. And the fact that the smell of it, too.
And also the smell of it. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Not personally.
Not personally. Have you ever heard a ghost?
No.
Okay.
What do you think?
Have I?
Yeah.
I have.
You've seen?
Yes.
Fully?
Like, not... It wasn't like a specter.
Okay.
Like, it was more like a dark shadow.
Okay.
And not really in this house that I'm in now. I do a good job of...
Cleansing,
yeah. Saging, all that type of protective shit around my house. But when I lived with Lauren and Valerie, I had a house with these two roommates. There was just a lot of emotional, like, not turmoil, but there was just three women. And we were just, like, old enough to, like, not be living with each other, but we were... there was a lot of, like, I wouldn't say tension, but just a lot of emotions. And one night I woke up and the water was running in my bathroom. Mm-hmm. And Valerie would get up. We had rooms like right next to each other. She would get up and use the bathroom sometimes and like not even turn the light on. So I was like, okay, well maybe Valerie got up in the middle of the night and she washed her hands. She just forgot to turn it off. So I said, "Hey, Val," I woke up hearing it. I was like, "Hey, Val, did you leave the water on last night?" And she was like, "No, I, like, didn't get up in the middle of the night." And then I asked Lauren, and she was like, "No, I didn't use y'all's bathroom." How insane is that?
Yeah, I don't like it.
And it was, like, turned on.
Yeah.
I had seen a couple of, like, just, like, kind of dark, shadowy stuff. But not really in this new house. I also used to live in a sorority house, but that was, like... They always, like, said it was haunted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think that... Oh, another one. Another place that I had seen something. I used to work in an 100-year-old house on a college campus.
Right.
And there's three bedrooms, and they were all offices. And mine was, like, catty corner to another guy's office. And I went into my office, and I thought Al was sitting at his desk. Yeah. And so I went into my office, and I was working on something. I was like, "Al," and he wasn't there.
Right.
That is so freaky.
See, my only one is, like, I was there, but I didn't see anything.
Oh, okay.
So we moved quite a bit growing up, and I had a couple of younger brothers. Mm-hmm. And... when one of my brothers was really young, he had his own room and he was in a crib in there.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, this house was really freaky.
Yeah.
It just was. Mm-hmm. It was not. Yeah. Anyway. And so, like, she went in there and there was someone standing over the crib.
No.
There was someone standing over the... I'm just telling you.
Okay.
There was someone standing over the crib.
Yeah.
And she was... 1000% sure of it, and she, like, turned on the light and they were gone.
Oh,
but, like,
my god.
No.
Yeah.
The thing that I think is so interesting about both of us is that we don't have, like, proof.
Yeah.
But that we both believe.
Right.
Because so many people are so skeptical, and I'm like, it's real.
I don't mean to get, like, too deep right now, but, like, how can you say there's not ghosts?
Right.
You have no idea.
You don't know. And you're not, and if you are saying that there's not ghosts, then that means that you're never looking for them and you're never believing when you actually do see them.
Yeah. I don't have, like, a photo, and I've never seen, like, a, like, full-bodied specter, but I do believe that I have had paranormal experiences, and I get so, I get freaked out by it. Like,
I love it.
Yes, me too. Bryce and I always talk about watching scary movies, but we never do.
No.
The scariest one, me and him and our other friend went and saw Mama.
Mama was scary.
Mama was fine. It wasn't that scary. I saw the Conjuring in theaters, and I was freaking out. Nope. I don't go see movies a lot, but I like a good scary one every now and again. Well, thanks for listening to this. We talked about Halloween candy, really. Maybe I should change my entire podcast. I'm just kidding. What? Tell me about something good you've eaten in Oklahoma City lately.
Well, I went to Vito's for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I love Vito's.
Yeah.
But I also really love Italian food. So
I miss Sean Cummings and Vito's being, like, together. I think they're looking for a new location for Sean Cummings.
Interesting.
Irish pub. It was, like, the only Irish pub.
Right.
So I kind of miss it. But what did you have at Vito's?
This time I got chicken parmesan, and it was my birthday, so they gave me chocolate cake that was so good.
Really?
It was really, really good.
Was the tall guy working?
I don't know.
The tall redhead?
I don't know her.
He's really cute. Well, shout out to Vito's then. That sounds good. I haven't eaten anywhere since I've recorded 3 podcasts this week. I've just been, like, eating, like, eggs and, like, leftover crock-pot chicken.
Well, sometimes that's how it has to be.
Sometimes it happens. And I'm also trying to, like, fly my Halloween costumes, sure. You know, obviously. But I know you guys listened to this yesterday, but I got an invite to the Barrio soft opening.
It's a dream.
It's a god dream. I feel like I'm on an ultralight beam. And it wasn't because of this podcast or anything that I did, but I won an Instagram contest. But I am so excited. I'm taking my friend Judy, and we are going to eat all the good food and drink the avocado margarita.
It's
going to
be so good.
I'm so excited. It's going to be a blast. So that's it. We don't have any mailbag questions. All I get is Bath & Beyond coupons to my OKC Over Easy email.
Please don't complain.
Please don't complain about what?
About getting those.
Oh, never, because they never expire. Shout out to Broad City. If you want to, we talked about this earlier, but go listen to Bryce's new podcast. It's called Screaming with Bryce. He's Bryce Waller everywhere. So on the Twitters, on the... That's it.
Instagrams.
On the Instagrams. Also, shout out to OKC Photography.
Oh my god, thank you.
Yeah. So Bryce has an Instagram account, and it's just dogs around the metro. It's great. It's kind of like the doggist, but like for the modern man.
for the
modern man or woman.
For the rural.
Yeah.
Crowd.
So go. It's like OKC.photography.
Yeah, it's like photography with a D instead of a T.
You can find it on his like Twitter account or you could, if you look hard enough, you can find it.
Just
anything.
Try.
Yeah, just try.
That's all you have to do. Also, and listen to Mallory on my latest episode of Screaming with Bryce.
Yeah, we had so much fun. We had a blast.
You gotta hear it.
Okay, I think that's it. And you can follow me, tweet me your best ghost story.
Oh yes.
Because I wanna know. And also take the poll about candy corn.
Yes, please.
And you can send any emails you want to okcovereasy@aol.com. And that's it. Bye guys.
Bye.